I used Creative Support as a service and knew that they had a football link, so I asked Paul if I could come training one day with all the blokes. I think there was only me, female, so he said, yeah, if you're up for it, you can play.
Have you always been a football fan? Or is it something new that you wanted to try?
We've always been a football family, definitely. Growing up, I was a Blackburn Rovers fan. And then when I got married, I went to the dark side and became a Burnley fan. My children are all Burnley fans, but there's no animosity there. It's all good banter.
When you started coming in and training on a Wednesday and then they've got the league on Fridays, what did that do for you personally?
Oh, it made a massive difference to my life. It was a distraction. The exercise itself made me feel well. Just being part of a team, a sense of being involved, belonging, it just gave me a different... It just sent my daily life into just down a different direction.
I guess it is a real sense of escapism, football, even if it is just for a couple of hours a week. You can try and block out other problems just for that, for the time that you're here, or...?
Yeah, definitely. And not just playing football, just being involved. Like, for the wider society, it's fans supporting me now managing, so I've got that other stuff behind the scenes that I need to be doing. Team selection just gives you day a structure, really. Whereas before, I didn't really have a structure. I was sort of... didn't know which way to go.
And what would you say about the other players that you've been involved with? Because it seems like everybody gets involved and there's quite a few people that come down on a regular basis as well. It's very popular.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whatever happens off the pitch is forgotten. That everyone sort of supports each other. They all know that they've all got issues in one way or another. But it doesn't matter on the pitch. Everybody's the same. They're just there to play football. And then off the pitch, they can maybe have a chat about what else is going on in their life. So it's like a massive football family, really, from all over the borough and Lancashire.
Of course, across the country and across the county, there are other social inclusion opportunities, either through art or sometimes through music. Yeah. But what is it about the physical activity that you can benefit from it?
I think the natural buzz that you get after exercise, that helps. And to be fair, a lot of men especially don't want to sit and do art and plant seeds, and they want to get stuck in and be involved in a team and get a bit of the passion going on the pitch. So football itself can reach a lot of men with issues in mental health more than art and gardening or what. You know, most lads have played football in the younger day, and it just gives them a chance to carry on at whatever level. You know, and there's a lot of players out there that have really improved the mental health and the physical health with being involved in the Social Inclusion League.
Because sometimes talking isn't an option, is it? But that's not the way to go for everyone.
No, it isn't for everybody. So, but I think when they start playing in a team, it sort of encourages them, because they know that everybody's going through the same, or they've been through the same, and they sort of get a lot of support from each other.
And unfortunately, you picked up an injury in training.
I did.
So that's put you out of action for a bit.
It is, but I'm a professional bib washer, bacon butty maker on match days, and team selector, and just general keep them together and organised.
Otherwise known as the manager now.
Yeah, they call me the gaffer, but just try to keep involved and keep that structure to my life, really. But it's not just during work time, it's when you get home and you're thinking about things and you're washing bibs and texting people, make sure that they're all right for the game tomorrow. And yeah, it's made an absolute massive difference to my daily life.
When something like this has given you so much, it's nice for you to have the opportunity to give something back.
Definitely. I just give my time back, and that's all I can give, and I give it 100% from the heart, really, because it's helped me so much. I just want to stay involved and move forward with it. And with the lottery money that we've just won, that'll maybe open new doors for me, as in going to do my refereeing badge or my coaching, which could lead to paid work, you know. So, yeah, I'll whatever Paul tells me to do, I'll do it 100%.
The great news is that you've won £50,000. What do you think that will do in terms of moving this forward?
It'll just enable more teams to get involved. I think we're turning teams away that want to enter the league because we just haven't got the time or the money to pay for the pitch fees. So it'll just enable other teams to join the league, which will probably be run on a different day. I think they started with four players, and over the years it's just grown and just become a league in its own right, you know, and it's fantastic to see it growing. So this lottery money will just help us to just grow naturally, and who knows, you know, where it can go from here. Although we've now got the £50,000, that's secure for the next 3 years. That's, unfortunately, that's all accounted for now. It's all gone on pitch fees and ref fees and all the rest of it. We're now looking for local businesses, really, to get involved and get the name on our kits and support, you know, in that way. And just for people to notice that this is going on in our local community.
Have your children noticed a difference in you at home and in the way that you are?
Yeah, she has. She's forever grateful to Creative Support for the opportunities that they've given me, completely changed my life around, absolutely 100%. My daughter said to me a few weeks ago, I've got my old mum back. It's made a massive difference in my personal life.